Hello everybody, how you guys do in basic English vocabulary? Whatever your level, you're going to learn pronunciation, fluency and comprehension things that you've never seen before. 25 words and 75 very important phrases with our vocabulary list 5-1 and our YouTube TV Plus method, and we replicate exactly what one of our classes would be like in our course. Okay, without further ado, let's get to it. To ask, okay? Repeat after me, to ask. Sentence 1, what are you asking me? What are you asking me? Repeat after me, what, separately. First, are you asking? And since he is not asking, it's asking. Ask me, okay, and notice what happens when you put it together, what are becomes what are. What are you asking me? Repeat after me. What are you asking me? What are you asking me? Option 1 is, what are you asking me? Option 2 is, what are you asking me? Repeat, what you, what are you asking me? What are you asking me? What are you asking me? Whichever you prefer, omitting the verb to be, it becomes what you. If you don't omit it, it becomes what are you asking me? Intonation rule with the hey technique. What are you asking me? Oh, hey, what are you asking me? It's negative, I'm not asking anything. I'm not asking anything. I'm not asking anything. The only I is the Y any. The rest is S. Anything. I'm not asking T as a soft R. Semiclef. I'm not asking. I'm not asking. Repeat. I'm not asking. I'm not asking. Even if you're advanced, this has probably never been explained to you. I'm not becomes am ner asking. I'm ner asking. I'm ner asking anything. He technique is not intonation, no. Am ner is anything. And finally, affirmative. I'm asking a question. It's interesting that in English you don't say make a question, but asking a question. In English, questions are asked. So, I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question. I'm asking. Repeat it all together. I'm asking. I'm asking a question. I'm asking. I'm asking. I'm ask a question. I'm asking a question. Donation. Yes. I'm asking a question. The hey, yes technique doesn't consist of putting yes, hey or no, depending on whether it's affirmative or yes. If it's a question, hey, if it's negative, no. And that gives us like the high intonation part of the sentence. In English, whole words are stressed, one or two normally, and you have to have that pattern, okay? In this case, I'm asking a question. Yes, I'm asking a question. Yes, I'm asking a question. Repeat, yes, I'm asking a question. Therefore, interrogative, negative, affirmative. From the first one, we have obtained three sentences. From number 2 on the list, to tell someone is to tell somebody, okay? To tell, be careful, don't say to tell, but with the key letter L. If you don't know what the key letters are, I'll leave you a video in the description below. To tell. To tell. Okay, sentence 1, ask, what are you telling me? I underline me because it's telling someone, okay? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Let's join. What are becomes what are. What are you telling me? Key letter L or. Key letter I like E is not telling me. What are you telling me? Joined. What are you telling me? 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 You can also omit the verb. You say, what you, what are you telling me? What you telling me? You omit the air. What you, and by omitting the air, the T in what becomes soft. What are you telling me? What are you? What are you telling me? What are you telling me? Or, what are you telling me? With intonation, with, hey, hey, what are you telling me? Hey, what are you telling me? Repeat, what are you telling? What are you telling? What are you telling me? Hey, what are you telling me? In the negative, I'm not telling you anything, because we'll see that saying without mentioning the person is another verb. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling. I'm not telling. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling. I'm not telling you anything. Notice that the T in not is almost never said. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything. Intonation. No, I'm not telling you anything. And in the affirmative, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you. I'm telling you something. Okay. Because what you see with each word is that we ask an affirmative, negative, or other question, but always those three types, okay? I mean, notice that we said tell someone, but when we say, but we don't mention people, we say to say, okay? That's why we say tell me something, but we don't say say, instead, with say we don't mention the person. Look, ask, what are you saying? What are you saying? If it were, what are you telling me? Like here, okay? What are you telling me? But, what are you saying? That's why I underlined the person. If I don't put person, what are you saying? What are you saying? Let's repeat. What are you saying? Notice that the what semi-key W is not what, but rather wa would W what. The T of the what semi-key. T is a soft R, that is, it's not what R, but what R. Key letter R what R. What are you, semi-key and, because it's not chu but you, what are you? And then saying is not saying, but the I's made like E key letter and like E saying. What are you saying, are also omitting the verb, what are you? What are you saying? Remove the verb R, the T becomes a soft R. Repeat, what are you saying? Hey, what are you saying? Hey, what are you saying? Oh, hey, what are you saying? Hey, what are you saying? We can make the verb what are you saying or omit the verb what are you saying. Okay, in the negative I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. How would it be? I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you anything. Anything. Okay, but I'm not saying anything without mentioning the person. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. And in the affirmative I'm saying something. I'm saying something. In the affirmative, remember, you use some, not so much any. I'm saying something. I'm saying something. If it were I'm telling you something, it would be I'm telling you something. But since I didn't mention the person, I'm saying you. I'm saying, sorry, I was eating the mistake. I'm saying something. I'm saying something. Saying something. Number of the word from the vocabulary list, list 5, teacher, teacher. Teacher, teacher. Key letter R teacher. Teacher is a good teacher. Affirmative. He is a good teacher. 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 Intonation. Since it's affirmative, we would say and it reminds you that yes is like a particle that we invented, that we put in that doesn't sound bad and that gives us the high point of intonation of the sentence. But before that, we have to put everything together well, okay? So, he's a good teacher. Yes, he's a good teacher. Yes, he's a good teacher. Note that I can also omit the H when I put a word in front. In this case, yes, 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 he is a good teacher. ALR. Negative. He is not a good teacher. He is not. T is a soft R. Semi-key. He is not a good U as a semi-key letter. Teacher. He is not a good teacher. Not a good teacher. Nothing. He is not a good teacher. He's not a he not he is not a good teacher. No, he is not a good teacher. No, he's not a good teacher. No, it's not a good teacher. ALR. And we are left with the question. He is a good teacher. Is he a good teacher? Is he a good teacher? Note in the affirmative. He is a good teacher. Negative we put not. He is not a good teacher. In the question we change the verb to a noun. Is he a good teacher? Is he a good teacher? And what happens? The semi-key H can be omitted when it goes between words. He becomes S. He is a good teacher. 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 Hey, is he a good teacher? Hey, is he a good teacher? Very good. Number 5. Student. Student. Semi-key letter. S. Y. Because it's not said student, but student. And the D is like a soft R. Student. 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 Affirmative. He is my student. She is my student. Key letter shish. She's my, not my, but my student. One is my student. She's my student. She's my student. She's my, she's my, she's my student. She's my student. She's my student. Yes, she is my student. Negative. She is not my student yet. In this case, she is not my student. She is not my student. The mistake is still there in Spanish. I don't think it lets me change here in real time, does it? Well, she's not my student yet. She's not my student yet. It's still yet, and it goes at the end. Okay, she's not my student yet. 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 Be careful, semi-key and it's not chat, it's yet. And almost without a T at the end, she is not my student yet. But what is heard the most is the key letter shish. Shish, she's not yet. No, she's not my student yet. No, I said it wrong, she is not my student yet. ALR, and it asks, is she your student? This one, now it's right, it's she. Let's turn it around, she is for is she. Is she your student? Is she your student? And when we join it quickly, the R in your is not pronounced. She your student, it's she, you. It's she, your student, let's join. And the EE so there's no E in student, but she your student. She your student. Is she your student? Is she your student? Very good, number 6. Number 6, learn to learn. Key letter L or key letter R, learn. And the letter eats the vowels. It's not learn, but learn. 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 To learn. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. O or O. It's not but or because I was getting the letter wrong. Learning, the R. I'm learning a lot. Key letter and like E. Learning. It's not learning, but I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. Yes, I'm learning a lot. I'm not learning anything. Negative, we put the not. I'm not learning anything. I'm not learning anything. Repeat. I'm not learning anything. Are you learning anything? Are you learning anything? Are you learning anything? Notice that in or the R is not pronounced. Are you? Are you not? Are you learning? Are you learning? Anythinger? Learning or anything? Like question intonation. Hey, are you learning anything? Hey, hey, are you learning anything? Very good. Number 7, teach. To teach, teach, teach. Okay, I'm teaching her. I'm teaching her. I'm teaching her. Notice that it's not teaching, but teachin. And like her, semiclave H, key letter R, I'm teaching her. I can skip the H, I'm teacher. I'm teacher. No, I'm not teaching anymore. Like you used to teach and now you don't. I'm not teaching anymore. I'm not teaching anymore. I'm not teaching anymore. I'm not teaching any. Not teaching any. I'm not teaching anymore. Not teaching any. I'm 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 not teaching any. No. I'm not teaching anymore. ALR. You're teaching English. Are you teaching English? Are you teaching English? Are you Ladeka? Are you teaching? No teaching, but teaching English. Are you teaching English? Are you teaching English? Okay, you can say are you if you want, but are you? It's better to leave out the R and the Y as a semi-key. Are you? Are you teaching English? Hey, are you teaching English? ALR, to teach, but to teach, to demonstrate. For example, show me your hand, show me your new guitar. Okay, it's your show with the key letter shish. Show must go on. Show me your hand. Show me your hand. What's going on here? The R in your show me your hand. Show me your hand. Repeat. Show me your hand. 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 You're not showing me anything. You're not supposed to show me anything. You're not showing me your hand or your car or anything. No. You're not showing me anything. You're not. You're not. The line kind of drops off there too. You're not showing me anything. No, you're not showing me anything. And finally, ask, are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me your car? Are you? Say the letter R. It's are you? Are you going? It's going. Going to you is you save. Go, go, go. Go show me your letter R. Your car. Okay, are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me? Are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me? Are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me? Are you going to show me your car? Are you going to show me? Are you going to show me a car? Intonation. Hey, are you going to show me a car? Hey, are you going to show me a car? The key is important. Hey, are you going to show me a car? Semi-key of how to respond. Are you going to show me a car? Very good. Classroom, the classroom. Okay, he is in the classroom. I put the he. It's in parentheses in the Spanish sentence because it's not natural to say, he is in class, he is in the classroom, okay? Instead, the natural thing to say is, in class, but I put it there so we know it's masculine, okay? So, he is in class. He is in the classroom. He's in the classroom. He is in the classroom. Yes. He in the Y will say, in S. Yes, he's in the classroom. He is not in the classroom. He is not in the T as a soft R. He is not in the semiclave TH. He is not in the classroom. Why isn't he in the classroom? Why isn't he there? The class is supposed to be there. Why? Normally, we always use not instead of in. But when it's a negative question, like this case, why isn't it is used, okay? Why isn't he? And like, the classroom. Why isn't he in the classroom? What happens? Elent, the T is not pronounced and neither is the H. Therefore, isn't he becomes asin and isn't asin, okay? So, why snee him in the classroom? Why in the classroom? Why in the classroom? Hey, why in the classroom? Why in the classroom? And you can use this for many things. Why isn't he talking? And any talking, because there's no why any comment. So, that structure has to be memorized and repeated. Easy. Number 10. Easy. Sorry, easy. Easy. It's very easy. It's very easy. It's very easy. It's very important, the semi-key. Versus there are 10 semi-key letters. 5 keys. 10 semi-keys. Very. It's very easy. It's very easy. It's not that easy. It's not. I could say not so easy, but the old people used it's not that easy a lot. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's that easy. It's that easy. You could say, you could also say that's, I am. But the old one uses a lot of that to emphasize. That's that easy. That's that easy. Difficult. Difficult. And since it's difficult, you can say it to emphasize that it's not difficult at all, okay? Not difficult at all. Not difficult at all. Not difficult at all. Not at all, but at all. No, it's not difficult at all. ALR. How difficult is it? How difficult is it? How difficult is it? The it that always has to be there for things, okay? For that, the pronoun. How difficult is it? How difficult is it? How difficult is it? How difficult is it? Notice, and almost without the T. It's, how difficult is it? Old. Old. Okay, he's an old friend of mine. He's an old friend of mine. He is an old friend of mine. Notice that the F of, which is a V, is omitted. Mine. So, he's an old friend of mine. He's an old friend of mine. He's not a very close friend of mine. Which would translate somehow to not being a close friend, okay? That's not a very close friend of mine. He's not a close friend of mine. Not a close friend of mine. How old is he? I skip the H. Look, how old? How old is all right? New. New. Or, I can also say new. Okay. It's brand new. It's like a cliche. It's brand new. It's brand new or it's brand new. It's not really new. It's not really new. It's not really new. Look how I use it. 1. Not really new. The T in Nat is almost never said. Not really new. This is your new car. This is your new car. Your new car. This is your new car. This is new car. And since E is a semi-key TH. This. You're without an R. Your new car. Your new car. Hey, it's your new car. 14. News. That's good news. That's good news. Note that it is curious that it is plural, but it is treated as if it were singular. It is curious. Note, it is good news. That's singular. That's good news. You as in that's good news. It is not good news in the singular. Note, it's not good news. It's not good news. It's not good news. What is the news? What's the news? What's the news? What's the news? Curious, right? Because what is the news? It is singular, but it still has the S and it is still conjugated in the singular, but with the S, what's the news? What's the news? Read, note, to read, the R which always generates a U. Read, read, to read. You have to read more. You have to say you have to, but I have put you need so that you have one more variation. Okay. You need to read more. You need to take homo resuave. You need to read more. You need to read more. Yes, you need to read more. You don't read enough. You don't read enough. You don't read enough. Read in. Read in about how to resolve and how it is. Read in enough. Read in enough. Read in enough. You don't read enough. No, you're not reading enough. And ask, how often do you read? How often do you read? Contracted. How often do you read? How often do you read? How often do you read? You see, these moments we do affirmative, negative, newspaper question, newspaper. I'm going to say news or newspaper the same. This newspaper is entertaining. This newspaper is entertaining. This newspaper is entertaining. It's not a good newspaper. It's not a good newspaper. It's not a good newspaper. This newspaper is expensive. Newspaper expensive. This newspaper expensive. Hey, this is newspaper expensive. Happy. Happy or contenta, okay? She's very happy. Key letter shish. Semi-key V very. And then semi-key H happy. She is very happy. Yes, she's very happy. Negative. We're not happy at all, but with another pronoun. We're not happy at all. Arrow. Arrow. Like resuave, not at all, but at. Not happy at all. Not happy at all. Because they're so happy, okay? Why are they so happy? Why are they so happy? Why are they so happy? Hey, why are they so happy? Tired. Be careful, it's not said tired, but tired, like taller, but pronounced like Anglo-Saxon. Tire. Tired. 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 They're very tired. They're very tired. Contracted. They're very tired. Important semi-key V very. And the R that generates a U very tired. They're very tired. They're very tired. They're not. They're not that tired. I could say not so tired, but it sounds cooler. They're not that tired. They're not that tired. And why are they tired? We put it in the feminine so that you can see the same thing. Why are they so tired? They is both Ellos and Ellas, okay? Why are they so tired? Hey, why are they so tired? 19. Tener hambre. To be hungry. 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 I'm very hungry. Very hungry. I don't have much hunger. I'm not really hungry. I'm not really hungry. I said hang is hungry. I'm not really hungry. Not really hungry. You're not hungry at all. Are you really? Are you hungry at all? Aren't you? Aren't you? You could say are you not hungry? But here it's more typical to use aren't, but in a voiceover. Look, aren't, 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 aren't. Aren't you? The T plus the Y becomes a chi sound. Are you hungry at all? Like a hoop beach. So, aren't you hungry at all? Aren't you hungry at all? Alr. Tenor said to be thirsty. Semike th like z, thirsty, and like e. Key letter r. Thirsty. To be thirsty. To be thirsty. Has sil, often, she is supposed to, okay? She's thirsty often. She's thirsty often, yes. She's thirsty often. I'm not that thirsty. I'm not so thirsty. Oh, no, I'm not that thirsty. I'm not that thirsty. Be careful with the pronunciation. Thirsty. Ah, how many thirsts? How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? Notice that you don't need to say the R of R, but rather the R of CA. How thirsty are you? Hey, how thirsty are you? What a trick, huh? Angry. Angry. Look, before we had hungry, now it's EAE as a greeting. E angry. Al, you look very angry. You look very angry. You look very angry. You look no look. You look very semiclave V key letter R very angry. You look very angry. He doesn't seem angry. He doesn't. The D, how do you know? Kirison, the T is not pronounced. Jirison, heen. He doesn't seem angry. No, he doesn't seem angry. No, he doesn't seem angry. Why are you so mad? Instead of angry, we can say mad. Why are you so mad? Why? No why, but why are you so mad? You can omit the air. Why are you so mad? Hey, why are you so mad? Put on clothes, okay? Not your puton, but tuan. Put on the jacket over there, over there. For cheetor, not your takeoff. Jacket, yes. Over there, over there. Jacket. Don't put it on. Don't putition. No, porin. Porera, the mulberry tree. The mulberry tree with P porera. Porin. Porin. Why don't you put it on? Why don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Why don't you? Why don't you? The D, how does it work? Why don't you put it on? Why don't you put it on? 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 Why don't you put it on? Put it on. Why don't you put it on? Take it off. To take off, okay? So, take off your glasses. Take off your glasses again. Not yours, but me. Your glasses. Take off your glasses. I'm not going to take them off. I'm not going to take them off. I skip the TH. Take him. Take him off. Take him off. I'm not going to take him off. No, not going to take off. Not going to take off. You're taking them off. Are you taking them off? Not taking, but taken. Not them, but him. Are you taken? Talk taken taken. No, I repeat myself. Are you taking them? Here we are going to publish the TH. Are you taking them? Are you taking them? Well, also taking them. We can say, as I said at the beginning, I take back my word. Therefore, are you taking them or skip to TH taking them? Are you taking them off? Are you taking them off? Are you taken? Are you taking him off? Or are you taking them off? Hey, are you? Are you take them? Take them. Are you taken? Are you taking them? Are you taking them? Taken them. Are you taking them off? Are you taking them off? Are you taking them? Are you taking off? Are you taking? Are you taking off? Are you taken? E. Are you taking off? You taken off? And I can use it for many things. Talk to the airport. Okay. Taking them to the airport. Taking them home. Are you taking them home? Very good. ALR. Open to open. I have opened the book. Okay. Let's put a past tense. I opened the book. I opened the semiclave TH book. U is not book, but book. I opened the book. I opened the book. I have not opened it. Didn't open it. I didn't. Didn't is a right. Den, without T. Didn't open it. And as E, open it. I didn't open it. Even open it. Aaron, I didn't open it. I didn't open it. Or, open it. So who has opened it? Then who opened it in the past? Who opened it? Then who opened it? Who opened it? And close to close. ALR. Okay, I'm going to close it. Okay, I'm going to close it. I'm going to. And as E going to how to resolve go, I'm going to close it. I'm going to close it. I'm going to close it. It's not closed. It's not closed. You plan to close it. Good expression. You think about it. Are you not thinking? Are you planning? Are you planning to close it? Even in America they say, are you planning on closing it? Are you planning on closing it? Quote, but it's simpler. Are you planning or close it? Are you plan? Planning. Planning to close it. Are you plan close it? Are you plan close it? Oh, remember to subscribe and activate the bell. Subscribe, 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 you're not gonna die. And turn on the bell, okay? We're going to answer all the comments, so leave any questions and suggestions for other videos. I hope you liked it. Oh, I had a great time. It turned out quite long too, but it was all super useful. And please, please, tell me what you thought of it and any questions you have and what you want me to do in the next classes. Okay, guys. Remember, subscribe, hit the bell. Oh, and below I'll also leave you a link so you can watch our free presentation where we teach you how to change your English in 1 week and speak it in 8 months. In the link below.